Bob Martini is president of Oneida County Lakes and Rivers Association. He says the meeting is being convened so local associations and citizens can find out what can be done to preserve water quality.
A lot of protections removed by the state legislature. So a lot of the protective work is now up to individuals acting voluntarily on their own properties. So we like to exchange information about what's working, what isn't working, what we might try to in the future to try to implement mostly voluntary educational type protections.
Martini says they've put together information for shoreline property owners to use.
In Oneida County, we have developed a packet of information that we're asking the zoning department to give to every person who applies for a zoning permit for lake shoreline construction. And this packet of information gives the background on why it's important to protect lakes, what is the economic value of protecting lake water quality and aesthetics, how can individuals do this, what are some of the simple and cost-effective ways to do this.
He says the Planning and Development Committee has positively received the material. The meeting is set for July 12th at Nicolet College. Attendees are expected from Oneida, Vilas, Forest, Langlade, Lincoln, and Iron counties. The event includes exhibits from lake-related organizations and several presentations related to water quality education and the best lake management practices. For more information, contact Martini or the website oclra.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.